I'm not sure I like this parable very much. There are several things about it which bother me. It seems to reward attitudes which, quite frankly, are selfish and unchristian. For one thing, only half the bridesmaids are admitted to the wedding banquet, and they only get in after they refuse to share their oil with their inattentive companions. Their stinginess is the exact opposite of how I expect Jesus would have acted in that situation. Then, when the foolish bridesmaids trudge all the way back from town after buying more oil, they discover that the door to the banquet is locked, and their appeal to be admitted falls on deaf ears. There's a harshness there that stands in sharp contrast to the gentle forgiveness that Jesus so often preaches. And finally, that ominous warning, "Stay awake, for you know neither the day nor the hour." It makes God seem like some ogre eager to pounce once we let down our guard. That is not what Jesus had in mind. The parable presumes that we are familiar with the Palestinian wedding custom, where the groom goes to fetch the bride from her parents' home. While the groom is haggling with the bride's father over a reasonable dowry, his friends and relatives wait expectantly back at his house, keeping a sharp eye, eager to begin the festivities as soon as they catch sight of the wedding couple. It was the task of the bridesmaids, that is, the groom's unmarried cousins and sisters, to go out with torches to guide the couple home. In other words, the bridesmaid had a critical role to play. Last summer, I had an insight into just how crucial their role was. During a camping trip with some friends, two of us decided to go out for a walk late in the afternoon. We had not seen each other for several months, and as we were walking along, we got so caught up in our conversation that neither of us paid much attention to where we were headed. After about an hour of hiking and jabbering, we realized that we were lost. At first, it seemed amusing. We needled each other about our absent-mindedness. But as it grew darker and the temperature started to drop, my anxieties spiked. After stumbling around for some time, my friend caught sight of a fire flickering in the distance, and we realized at once that it was our camp. Immediately, my anxieties began to subside. Even though we still had a long trek ahead of us, at least we knew where we were headed and that there were friends waiting for us. That, I think, is the sentiment behind today's parable. The inexperienced bride and groom are making their way home. No doubt they are full of joy, but I would not be surprised if, like all newlyweds, they were also a bit anxious about their unknown life together as they stumbled along in the dark. All of a sudden, however, they catch sight of the bridesmaids' torches. Their friends rush toward them with a rousing welcome. At that moment, the bride and groom are reassured that whatever the future may hold for them, there will be friends and family to see them through. That, I think, is the urgency behind the gospel plea to watch and keep your torches ready. The Paschal candle, standing there alongside our altar of remembrance, connects powerfully with this parable today. Can you remember back to Holy Week last April? On Good Friday, we recalled how Jesus' life was snuffed out on the cross. The light of the world was extinguished. The following night at the Easter Vigil, we began our liturgy outside with the blessing of the new fire. And from the flames of that new fire, we lit that very Paschal candle. As we processed into the darkened church, holding the Paschal candle aloft, it threw off just a bit of feeble light. But gradually, as the light from the paschal candle was passed from person to person, the gloominess enshrouding the church dissipated. The light of Christ had illumined once again the world. That symbolism, the light of Christ shining through you and me as baptized disciples, is reprised every time we celebrate a baptism here. After the child is baptized with water, she receives her baptismal candle. The godparent takes the candle and touches its wick to the paschal candle, while the priest says, "Receive the light of Christ. Keep this flame of faith burning brightly in your heart." I think that phrase, "keep this flame of faith burning brightly in your heart," is what Jesus is getting at in the parable of the wise and foolish bridesmaids. But what exactly is that flame of faith? I think above all, it is the truth that God loves me. It is believing unequivocally that what God declared to the Israelite people through the prophet Isaiah, namely, "You are precious in my sight and honored, and I love you." God also says that to me. And therefore, God pleads with us, hold fast to that truth. Don't let it flicker out. Secondly, the flame of faith is the truth that it is not just God, other people love me too. Parents, spouse, friends. They don't just appreciate me for what I do, they love me for who I am. Jesus says, let that belief grow in you. Don't lose sight of it. Finally, it's the realization that the whole purpose of my life is to love other people. Jesus urges us, keep that flame of faith burning brightly in your heart. You know as well as I do that there are things that threaten to snuff out this flame, attitudes that cause it to sputter, behaviors that dim its brightness. The light gets swallowed up, for instance, when we forget that God holds us precious in his sight. The flame begins to sputter when we doubt that anyone really loves us because they don't show it the way we want them to. We feel taken for granted. The brightness of that flame is dimmed when we fill our life with so much activity that we lose sight of why we do the things we do, why you go to work or to school, why you care for your family, why I say Mass and do the sacraments. We do these things not because they are our job, not to fill up time, but hopefully because we love the people we serve. But the reason for shielding this flame of faith, for keeping it burning brightly, is not just so that we might have a warm heart. Like the torches of those bridesmaids, the light from our hearts is meant to guide the steps of other people. Like the brightness of a distant campfire which reassures distracted hikers, our flame is supposed to sustain those around us whose spirits are flagging. The flame of faith in our heart is meant to provide warmth and comfort to them. And that's why Jesus appeals so urgently, be vigilant, for you know neither the day nor the hour. Not the day of our death, but rather that desperate hour when someone else will need our encouraging hand or soothing word. Jesus says, keep your flame burning brightly for them.